Preludium 4. The hottest day in London ever began, with an attempt to bring my brother to Scotland, scuppered by buckling rails and business flights. He'll make it soon enough. There weren't enough seats in the library again, and all the books were in Boston Spa. Beth was still at the work of advancing public understanding and raising debate on asylum issues, but I hoped later we'd lost our right to talk about what other people deserve by being at least as hot as some other places, to the south and east of even Surrey. She knew the GP should be at the heart of it, Spanish with her hands and eyes, but English with her mouth. Slyly detoured and resisted a ring, picked up for Brady an early present, Debussy and Ravel on 16 strings, and a little fleet, while she arranged things with Bernard the Butcher, builder, controversialist, and straight to the pub, but with Stockport on our minds, a catch. And then a shrew in Middle Temple Gardens, another brother acting to the solicitous aristocracy, another still the nicest man in the world. My mum, her hands looking eaten by the medicine, has given up almost saying please. Then twilight fell on the Middle Temple Gardens, as male lead made little of any scold's bridle, as the two plots seemed only related by family. This is a Rechtsdämmerung that forfeits all the law lent out since Roman times. The longest possible of all routes home, but sitting all the way. And you in set, and soulage on the walls. Little Felix in all this heat.